This, I think, is a beautiful poem, but I think it already conveys the kind of theological affirmations which capture what Abraham Heschel is all about. Educated like Buber and Rosenzweig in the world of German philosophy, there is a different dimension to him, as we said. When he comes to the Jewish Logical Seminary of America, this kind of personality, this kind of teacher, and this kind of writer now becomes quite explicit and quite significant in the context of American Jewish thought. On the one hand, here is a person who embodies the Jewish tradition. He is a scholar of Jewish thought. He is a scholar of Jewish mysticism. He is a scholar of the Bible. He is also an observant Jew who, with his long beard and his traditional ways, leaves his impact on students of conservative Judaism for several decades, for several generations. But what is particularly striking about him is his rhetoric, as we said, his poetic soul that we saw in that early version of Heschel. Here is a mystical rhetoric that emerges unlike any other thinker we have confronted. Perhaps the closest is Franz Rosenzweig, who also speaks in mystical tones and is influenced by mysticism to some extent. But in Heschel, this is perfected to a level unlike any other thinker. He gains acceptance in a world which is rationalistic. He speaks in a language which, again, is so contrasting to the language of Kaplan. When you read Kaplan, you're reading a rationalist. You're reading a pragmatist. You're reading a philosopher. You're reading an argument, 1, 2, 3, 4. When you're reading Heschel, you're trying to evoke a mood. You're trying to celebrate a lifestyle. You are trying to enter into a piety of generations past. There is something different that happens when you read Heschel, which sets him apart, as I said, time and time again from every other thinker. In other words, here is a mystic who lives out his thought, who can speak to non-Orthodox Jews, who can celebrate Judaism in such a way that is non-threatening, who can somehow talk about what it means to be a traditionalist. At the same time, he is living in a world of non-traditional students and faculty. And there is another part of Heschel that really makes him even more complex and more interesting. You would think that a mystic, that a rhetorician, that a homilist, that a traditional scholar who observes Jewish law would simply be a student of the law who would hang out within the four walls of his seminary. Not in the case of Heschel. Heschel is known as a remarkable social activist. He is known for his embrace of the civil rights movement. He is known for his opposition to the war in Vietnam. He is known for walking hand in hand with William Coffin of the left-wing Christian coalition, so to speak. He is also known for his championing the cause of Russian Jewry. In other words, for him, there was no distinction between so-called non-Jewish causes, social activist causes, and causes that particularly affected the fate of Jews and Jews in particular. What is interesting then is that here is a man who understands that his Jewishness transcends the boundaries of a seminary, of even a Jewish community, that to be a Jew means to march with Martin Luther King or with William Coffin, or to step out of the ranks of his rabbinic style. Indeed, that's what a rabbi does.